Congratulations and well done.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
When did you find out about this?
I've known for a little while because the process, the information was sent back to me, and the process required me to sign off that all the things that had been said about me were in fact true, and also that I was prepared to accept the award. So that happened some months ago.
What was your first thought then when you saw all this or found out that someone had nominated you?
Good heavens. honoured, surprised, humble. You don't go into all the things that you go into as a volunteer to look for rewards or anything like that. You go in because there's a job to be done. I suppose it's very nice when it's recognised.
Now, do you get to find out who was behind it as well?
I hope not.
So that's all a mystery?
I'd rather leave it just knowing that it's been done.
So what sort of things were you nominated for then? What was it about?
Well, the things that I've been involved in as a volunteer around Warrnambool, like the TAFE board for a number of years, the City Council Parks and Gardens Advisory Committee, the Flagstaff Hill board, the Seal board, the work that I've done with Rotary over the years. So a summary of all those sort of volunteer activities. And since I retired in 1996, volunteer activities have been almost a full-time job.
I mean, as you say, and I'm sure you're not alone in this, having retired, these things do pretty much become your life, don't they?
They do indeed, yes. And I meet retirees all the time doing voluntary jobs. Yeah, an enormous labour force. I won't call it a workforce because allegedly we don't work, but we fill a lot of gaps around the community.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly something of a surprise, I suppose, sometimes to learn, especially for people who are still at work and who can't really entertain the idea of having those sorts of commitments, of just the amount of work that is involved in some of those things, isn't it? And I don't know, if you were to take all those things away, all the things that you're involved in, it would make a huge difference, wouldn't it?
It would. It would make a huge difference to me. But if you took all the volunteers out of Warrnambool or out of any community, it would make a huge difference to the community. Mm. Because apart from all the committees and all the board work and things you do like that, you know, you've got all your fireys and SES people who are volunteers, whole Coast Guard, whole range of volunteer activities.
Now, as far as the South West goes, I think you're pretty much it for this year for people who've been recognised in this fashion.
I'm not aware of who is or who isn't. That's all part of the confidentiality thing. So
does it make it a bit more special, though, knowing that it is? I mean, it's a fairly rare award, isn't it?
Yes, it makes it special if I'm the only one from this part of the world. There's a lot more people who deserve recognition, a lot more than I do. So maybe we need to turn our attention to that.
Yeah. I mean, having been recognised as well in this fashion, is it something that you might turn your attention to now to perhaps help other people or to nominate other people?
It's a thing that there are other awardees in Warrnambool. It's a thing that they might turn their attention to, that we set out to sort of systematically recognise all the people around Warrnambool who should be recognised.
I mean, it sounds like you're still very much getting used to the idea and getting used to possibly having you will have the letters after your name, of course. Do you think you'll be flushing it around a bit? Do you think you'll be just subtly putting it after your name when you're signing your name?
No, absolutely not. I'm honoured and I'm proud to have it, but I'm not the sort of person who will be flaunting it, if I can put it that way, even subtly.
Do you know what you actually physically receive as well?
I don't. I understand that in due course there'll be an invitation to an event at Government House, and the regalia, the whatever it is, will be handed over at that time.
Now, what else are you involved in at the moment? We've certainly spoken to you before about the Warrnambool Cemetery, where I think you still do regular tours, don't you?
Yes, yeah, we've just finished a series of tours. That's part of my work for the Family History Group. So at the moment I've eased back a bit. So basically my work now is in Rotary, through the Rotary Club of Warrnambool East, and through the Family History Group. Yeah. But as research officer for the Family History Group, that keeps me busy several days a week, yeah, finding relatives for people.
That's now, of course, located at Flagstaff Hill. So do many people wander in, and what do they want to know?
We have people who come to Flagstaff Hill will often find their way to us. and remember all of a sudden that great uncle Freddie was in Warrnambool at some stage or other, what can you tell us about him? But most of our work these days comes by email from all around Australia, indeed all around the world at times, from people who've discovered that they have some connection with Warrnambool and ask us to find a grave, a life story, a marriage, a memorial, whatever it might be that is around for their person.
And the records that you have are pretty pretty thorough, aren't they?
We have a lot of records in the room just here behind us, about births and deaths and marriages and immigration and burials. Yes, pretty comprehensive records.
Well, Ray, congratulations once again. Enjoy Australia Day. What have you got planned for the day?
Not a lot. Have a quiet day at home. Watch the cricket, probably.